Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
For the best Ravens coverage.
What time is
this? It's time for News from the Nest with Vinny and Haney.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
105.7 The Fan.
You know, we don't have a lot of cap room. We have Nick Mattio working tirelessly to find some space, couch cushion coins, you know, like we're trying to find 50 grand here, 75 grand there in a couch cushion. But, you know, we're not a team that's going to make a lot of big splashes. Probably going to have 11 draft picks this year. My goal would be to hit on a large percentage of those draft picks to find good, young, inexpensive talent.
Tarik DaCosta, Ravens general manager, talking about the cap situation and the restraints that come with it. By the way, I find 50 grand in my couch. I want to know who's been sitting on my couch, if you know what I'm saying. But Tarik DaCosta, you know, doing some things to maneuver, and he said probably have 11. They definitely have 11 draft picks. That was confirmed a couple of days ago. But yesterday, they did a max restructure, and I'm reading the tweet from Brian McFarland here. Marlon Humphrey reducing his $18 million salary and roster bonus to a league minimum of $1.255 million and converting $16,745 to a bonus. Two void years were added, and the restructure creates pretty much $13.5 million in 25 cap space.
Yeah, you know what the thing is, Bob? You know that's like for Marlon, that's really cool. Like now, because you get a check for cash right now, but then when the season comes and you get that, because they get paid over 17 weeks. And you're only at 1.2, that check's going to look really small compared to what it's been in the past. But, no, that was they needed cap space. And let me just say this. I mean, a lot of it's like, well, now we can go, you know, we got $13 million. Now we can go spend it. The thing, you got 11 draft picks. You got to pay for your draft picks. They all count. You got to pay for your restricted numbers. They all count. And then, you know, going into the season, you got to have like $4 or $5 million just sitting there for guys that go on IR. So it's not like you can spend right up. Well, we got 13. No, you don't. Probably in reality, you probably only got like 4 or 5. You know, so if there's a guy that they want, then look for a restructure. You know, they went and they signed Hobson for $5 million or whatever. So they restructured, you know, to get some room. If there's another guy they want, they'll probably maybe a Lamar restructure might be the one.
What about Derrick Henry?
Derrick Henry's got to get an extension. But I don't think, Bob, what was Nolan? Do you know what's Derrick's cap number? Because I don't know that they can because he's not making that much money.
No, he makes less than
making like $7-8 million.
Barkley now makes annually.
Yeah, so. Right.
If this would load here in a second, but it does hike up from last year here. Let's see. Cap hit, $12.8 million.
Last year was?
$5.1 million.
Okay, so like an extra $7 million there. So they could probably cut down on that cap number with, you know, they'll add a couple extra years to lengthen it out, and they'll give him more money. He's going to get paid.
Sure.
And he's going to get, I'm guessing, around 15 a year.
And rightfully so.
No doubt.
He deserves a pay increase. He was above and beyond what anyone thought he was going to be. Knew he was going to be good. Knew he was going to be an upgrade. Knew he was going to be an asset. But he was awesome for the Ravens in 2024.
Yeah. And you can kind of legitimize it to Derek is we're not going to pay you what Barkley did. You know, you go get me a Super Bowl, I'll give you another raise. You know, because Barkley got him a Super Bowl. So that's what Bisciotti did with Flacco. You get me to the Super Bowl, you win me a Super Bowl, I'll pay you. And he did.
Now we sit here, we heard Eric DaCosta talk about the 11 draft picks, and we could speculate, will they dangle some to trade up, get what they want maybe in the first round or maybe in this, whatever, if Eric DaCosta feels like moving up. But based on everything he has said so far, sounds like he's all in on keeping as many as he possibly can for the depth purposes.
And no doubt about it. Because, Bob, really, right now, there's not a starter. You know, I mean, it would be nice to have an upgrade over maybe Voorhees, you know, at left guard. Other than that, there's nothing on offense. Starter. Defensively, starter, probably safety. Maybe another corner. Possibly an inside linebacker. So, I mean, there's those that you might be looking at, but I think they'll get another veteran inside backer. So, 11 picks, I can see at least a couple of O-linemen. I mean, Bob, they don't have a backup. They don't have a backup tackle. They don't have a backup guard. They don't have any of those things. I guess if they would take an O-lineman at 27, then Voorhees probably becomes the backup and maybe the swing guy. But right now they don't, and they don't have much depth in the D-line. They have no depth at the inside linebacker spot and at quality at corner.
I mean, you want to hold your breath and hope that Armour Davis stays healthy for 17 games? No.
Right.
Your head's going to explode.
But then when you look at other teams, and we'll talk to the Cincinnati, you know, you talk about, the Ravens, you know, they need a couple. Well, the Bengals need a whole defense. You know, I mean, there's a lot of things that the Ravens don't have it as bad as most people. I mean, they're worried about how we get in depth.
Yeah, because our starters are pretty damn good.
Correct.
Spitty and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, News from the Nest. Talked about this earlier in the show last hour. As a matter of fact, Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, backup quarterback. Jalen Milroe, Alabama, who looked like maybe a sneaky Heisman guy early in the season for the Crimson Tide, didn't really pan out that way. But Jonas mentioned the free agent quarterbacks. Joe Flacco.
No.
Josh Johnson.
Nope.
Tyler Huntley. Jameis Winston.
No. No, he talks too much for me.
He throws too many interceptions
that
for
too.
Me. Trey Lance. Drew Locke. Cooper Rush. Desmond Ridder. And Carson Wentz, who we were talking about earlier. Bailey Zappe signed with Kansas City.
Yeah, Bob,
with Gardner Minshew. How many quarterbacks they need over there?
Yeah, and I would say that maybe fourth round, fifth round, take a quarterback. And I think that's what they'll do. I mean, they took, what's his name last year who stunk?
Leary.
Yeah. I mean, he wasn't very good. So I think they'll keep taking one. In the fourth round, the Alabama kid, I don't see him being there in the fourth. I think he'll go before that. Possibly, you know, Riley Leonard, he's a big kid that can run a little bit, you know. So, I mean, could maybe run a similar style offense as what the Ravens have. But they need cheap labor because they've got a lot of high-dollar dudes, and you're going to pay Derrick Henry more money and stuff. So, like Eric said, they need like 8. If all 11 could make it, they could use it because that's extremely cheap labor.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.